A coalition of more than 200 organizations is sending President Obama a draft executive order that would make the protection of water supplies a national priority. The groups say it would also move the country toward a cleaner energy future. The order was written by the Committee for an American Clean Energy Agenda. It would require the completion of a long overdue national water census, the creation of a U.S. water budget, and a plan to shift to clean energy supplies in key watershed areas identified by the U.S. Geological Survey. One of those areas, the Delaware River Basin, is a key watershed for New York City. Bruce Ferguson is with Catskill Citizens for Safe Energy, one of the groups in the coalition. Ferguson says huge amounts of water are being squandered nationwide with no accountability.
We don't think that we can simply afford to use water as if it's an endless supply. We know it's not. We know that the 21st century is going to be the century of water wars, not oil wars. And we have to begin husbanding our water supplies now. The energy industry is heavily reliant on water supplies in the area I live in, which is on the Marcellus Shale in New York State. We are deeply concerned about consumptive water use because fracking, hydraulic fracturing, utilizes up to 8 million gallons of water per well, and that water is lost forever from the hydrological cycle. It's just gone for good. It ends up being pumped into the ground as toxic wastewater. Once it's removed, it can never come back. I live in the Delaware River Basin, which is one of the regions studied by the USGS in their latest report, and we provide more than 15 million people with some of the best drinking water in the world. We are very concerned that if we start utilizing water for fossil fuel extraction, we're never going to get that water back and we won't have one when we need it. We already see problems in other parts of the country out in the Colorado River Basin and elsewhere in the West. Drillers, frackers are competing with farmers and people for water already, and we certainly don't want to see that happen here.
In 2005, there was a congressional action that called for a national water survey. Was that ever completed?
We believe it is, and we believe that the so-called roadmap will be an important step in putting together a responsible program for water management in this country, which we don't have one at all right now.
What does the roadmap consist of? How does it quantify or qualify the use and projected use of water?
Well, we really don't know that because we haven't had an opportunity to see it. We do know that it presumably describes water resources and offers suggestions to Congress for actions that can put together coherent water policy for the country. But since it hasn't been released to the public, we really can't comment on what exactly is in the report.
Are we actually in danger of running out of the water that we need for drinking and for food production?
Well, I think the answer is yes. Certainly the Southwest, the mountain states, California are at extreme risk for running low on water. But also the Southeast has problems. You may recall a few years ago, Atlanta was scrambling and was in a war with neighboring states, including Florida, over water supplies in their area. And I'm sure you've been in New York long enough to remember drought warnings about New York City and restrictions on water in New York, even though we are in perhaps the richest water area of the United States, the Northeast, and particularly the Delaware Valley has abundant supplies, but they're not unlimited. In my lifetime, we've had several drought warnings in New York City.
What could a presidential executive order do to bring some order to our use and consumption of water?
We've seen in recent months that President Obama has understood he's never going to get anywhere with the Congress that we have now. It's just not going to take responsible action on any of these important questions that have to do with climate change, conserving environmental resources, and the public health questions that are associated with environmental and climate change issues. So we think that he can use his executive powers to move some of this along. And one of the points that's made in the draft executive order is that he can, for example, order a water budget, order the Department of Interior to look at what's available water-wise, and then come up with a plan for how it should be utilized, how it should be distributed. That's one of the things he can do, and that can be done by executive order. Clearly, there's conservation issues here, which the president has already pointed to, that could be useful. He seems to have a blind spot when it comes to natural gas. He does not seem to understand that shale gas, unconventional natural gas supplies that are extracted by fracking, present a grave risk to the country, and we want to move him away from relying on fracked gas to renewable energy supplies. Here in New York, Mark Jacobson, a Stanford University professor, and others, including scientists from Cornell University, collaborated on a wind, water, solar study that was released earlier this year that outlined a way in which existing technology, nothing needs to be invented here, existing technology could put New York State on an entire renewable energy supply basis by 2030. That's 17 years from now, using existing technology. We can easily do this, but we lack the political will. We're calling on Obama to build on what he's done, correct his course on natural gas, and include water in energy planning.
How does this issue poll across various demographics in the country? Are people concerned about water use?
Yes, this is a very easy subject to poll. When you ask people, do they want to see water resources protected, the answer is yes. And there are questions along those lines in which 90% plus think it's important to look to preserving water resources. Without water, nothing else counts. We know that. We cannot function without water. We can function without a lot of other things, but we cannot function without clean, secure water supplies. Apart from everything else, this is a national security issue. And if we don't secure our water supplies, we are gravely at risk from civil unrest and certainly a weaker posture in the world.
Bruce Ferguson is with Catskill Citizens for Safe Energy.